picture of men. That just means I can go bring people to Jesus, right? How many of you like to go fishing? You like to go fishing? I'm going to go fishing right now. Gee, I brought my fishing pole, didn't I? I need a place to fish, though. So can I ask you boys and girls to kind of this side, move over that side, and these boys and girls move over that side, squeeze in really tight, because I got to have a place to go fishing here. Give me more room. You got to squeeze way over. Oh, this is better. A little more. Give me some more room. Give me some more room. Huh. Can you squeeze a little farther over there? You can come down just a little bit down there, okay? Yeah, Jesus told me I could be a fisher of men, and I'm going to catch people for Jesus. You know what? I brought a big worm here because when you go fishing, worm's the best bait you can find, isn't it? Oh, fish like the worms really well, don't they? So I'm going to put this big worm on this hook here. And I'm going to go fishing. I'm going to catch people for Jesus. Now you watch and see if I catch somebody, huh? Just a big worm here, huh? You watch and we'll see if I can catch anybody. You ready? Oh. Let's see if I catch one, huh? Think I'll catch one? Oh, catch it. Hey, I didn't catch anybody. I wonder what's wrong. You know, when you're fishing, you can't give up too easy, right? I'm going to try again, okay? I'm going to try again. I'll see if I can catch somebody this time. That big worm, they should like that big worm, shouldn't they? Here we go. We'll try and catch somebody. Hey, nobody's coming. No, I'm not catching anybody. I'm not yet. What's going on? I wonder what's wrong here.
Hey, honey, what are you doing over here?
Jesus told me I could be a fisher of men, and I'm trying to bring people to Jesus.
Well, but let me see, what do you use as a bait?
A worm, of course.
Well, I don't think use a worm is a good way to catch people. It best use love.
Oh.
You have to love people.
To love people. All right. I didn't catch anything with this worm. I'll try that. I'll try using love to bring people to Jesus. Let's put this love right on the hook here, and we'll see if we catch anybody this time. See that love there? Isn't that pretty? Yeah, do you think I'll catch somebody? Yeah, no. Oh, we're going to try it. Oops. Not a very good fisherman, am I? I better check my fishing tackle. Let's try that again. Let's see if we catch somebody with this love now. Oh, I got one. I caught one. Come on. Oh, I caught, it's a big one. I caught one. Look, I got one. I caught a fish. Oh, I got one. You know, if you use, you're right, it works. If you use love, you can bring people to Jesus.
Yes, let's try another way, too.
What do you suggest?
Oh, I suggest to use the Bible to share, you know, with the people, to bring people to Jesus.
The Bible, yeah. You know, I didn't think about that before. We got to share what the Bible says, and then people will understand who Jesus is, and then we can bring them to Him. Let's try this and see if we catch anybody with the Bible this time, okay? Let's try again. Oh! Quick! A little fish is going to get it. Oh, I caught one! I got another one! I caught one! Say, boys and girls, if you want to be a fisher of men, if you want to bring people to Jesus, what do you have to use for bait? The Bible and love. Ah, yes. Okay.
感谢神赐给我们这么多可爱宝贵的孩子，他们在教会里面长大，有神的恩典在他们身上，他们将成为神重用的器皿，建造神的国度。 Thank God for give us so many precious children, and they're going to grow up in this church and spiritual faith and spiritual mature to serve him. And this thing, please stand up and sing hymnal 153.那请一起站起来，我们唱圣诗153首属灵高台。Let's turn our Bible to Proverbs chapter 21. The scripture reading today is from Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22. Chapter 22, verse 1 through 6. 今天的读经是从箴言22章1到6节。 箴言二十二章第一节，美名胜过大财，恩宠强如金银，富富穷人在世相遇，都为耶和华所造。通达人见祸藏躲，愚昧人前往受害。敬畏耶和华，心存谦卑，就得富有尊荣，生命为赏赐。乖僻人的路上有荆棘和网罗，保守自己生命的必要远离。教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。 Verse 1 Chapter 22 verse 1 A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. Rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it. Humility and fear of the Lord bring wealth, honor, and life. In the path of the wicked lie thorns and snares, but he who guards his soul stays far from them. Train a child in the way that he should go. When he is old, he will not turn from it. May God bless your own word. 接下来诗班的献诗 The choral choir by EFCI choir.接下来是正道。 今天刘牧师证道的题目是锁定生命的指标 Message Lock on the Guide Post of Life by Pastor Liu。
弟兄姊妹们，大家平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚才我们看到这些可爱的小朋友。
We saw all these lovely kids just a minute ago.
你们有没有看到一年前跟现在有什么改变？
Have you seen any difference from last year to this year?
我想你一定会发现到他们已经有很大的改变了，无论他的这个身体各样哈，连唱歌都比去年啊。
I think you'll see a great deal of difference. Not only have they grown bigger in body, but they're singing better and everything is better than last year.
为什么我们教会这么注重儿童的主日学呢？
Why do we emphasize the children's Sunday school so much in our church?
因为这个时代有许多引诱。
Because there are lots of temptations in this age.
因为我们的儿童在学校里面所学的在教会里面有一些他们是没有的。
Because there are a lot of things that they learn in school out there which are not part of what we want to do here.
所以我们很注重这个。
So we emphasize what we're doing in our Sunday school program.
一个小孩子从小的时候来到教会。
If a child comes to church from the time they're small,
我甚至他长大的时候他也会成为一个非常有用的人。
When they grow up, they'll become a very useful person.
我们也非常感谢过去的这些啊校长老师他们所用的啊这些心血。
We thank the principals and teachers of the Sunday school in years past for what they've done for all these kids.
我希望我们常常为他们祷告。
I know that they pray often for the kids.
也来关心我们的主日学。
And they take care of our Sunday school.
所以今天在这个主日学的圣班日，我特别要用一个很重要的题目。跟大家一起来分享。
I'd like to share a very important topic with you on this Promotion Sunday.
我在分享的题目呢，叫做锁定生命的指标。
My topic is lock on to the guidepost of life.
我相信我们每一个人，我们都在寻找生命的指标。
We are all searching for that guidepost of life.
但是多少时候那个生命的指标一直在改变。
But it seems sometimes it shifts and we cannot find it.
我们今天不能再浪费时间了。
We cannot waste time anymore.
我们应该要找正确的方向来把它锁定一个正确的生命的一个指标。
We have to lock onto the right direction, find the right guidepost.
从前啊，在一个大的森林里面。
Once upon a time, there was a big forest.
有一只啊，非常强壮的一只老鹰。
There was a great majestic eagle.
哇，它的整个那个鸟当中啊，它是一个最漂亮而且最壮的一只老鹰。
He was the biggest, the most beautiful, the best eagle in all the forest.
有一天啊，他在树上的时候，忽然听到远远的声音，有人在卖东西的声音。
One day he was sitting up in the top of the tree and far away he heard the voice of a peddler selling something.
他一听啊，哎，你是在卖小肉粽啊。
The minute he listened, he said, what is that? I'm guessing.
来科学代理哈。
My Taiwanese is improving. I'm still guessing.
然后他想起一听的时候啊，他不是卖那个肉粽啊，他是卖那个小老鼠。
This peddler wasn't selling 肉粽， he was selling rats.
哇！当这只老鹰啊听到老鼠的时候啊，哇，他口水掉下来。
Oh, that eagle just started to drool when he heard rats and mice.
所以这只大老鹰马上就飞下来。
And just swoop down.
哎，你那个老鼠一只多少钱啊？
How much for one rat?
那个小的啊， 就是能够换你那个身上那个羽毛的那个小的一根，如果大的呢，就换一根你羽毛的那个大的一根。
One little mouse for one small feather. A big rat costs one of your big wing feathers.
他看看自己，这个太便宜了。
I said that's I got. He looked at himself and said that's too cheap.
因为我全身都是羽毛啊。
I'm covered with feathers from head to foot.
他马上说把一根小的，把一根大的，买两只。
He pulled out a little one, pulled out a big one, and said, "Here, I'll buy a couple of them."
这是老鹰啊，他吃的那两只老鼠吃的非常的舒服。
And he ate all of that rat and that mouse and felt so good, full.
他说明天还要来啊。
He said, "Tomorrow, come again tomorrow."
当然了，有钱赚了，当然明天再来。
Okay, said the peddler. Of course, if there's money to be made, I'll be back.
第二天的时候。